relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I think that William Taylor was a very impressive witness and was very damaging to the president. First of all, as you pointed out, he took very copious notes at almost every conversation. When he put quotes in his opening statement, he said those were direct quotes from what was said. It also doesn't hurt that he has a voice like Edward R. Murrow. So he's a pretty impressive presence up there. And I think very non-political.
Well, that's it. We've got it. The verdict is in. Chris Wallace has spoken. Ambassador Taylor sounds like Edward R. Murrow. The president, orange jumpsuit right now. And then there's that other witness. What's his name? Kent? Clark Kent? The bow tie. It had me sold. He cannot be a member of the deep state permanent bureaucracy because his pocket square matches his massive rainbow bow tie. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The fourth impeachment in our republic's history has begun, and we will be covering it, but in an unusual way. Not wall to wall, but just skewering it for what it is. It is a circus, and I'm so excited. We have a packed program. We have Howie Carr, Jennifer Horn, Ari Fleischer, my good friend Eric Bolling, but we're going to kick it off with a man who's almost as hard to get on the show as the president. His name is Charlie, or Charles Hurt on Twitter. Mr. Hurt, should I be guilty that I'm pulling you away from this wonderful theater?
It is truly, truly amazing. And I just went through the different channels to see who was watching this, who's carrying this, and who's not. And, of course, all the cables are carrying it. Even the local stations are carrying it. But the local Fox station,
yes,
has decided to bail on it and go with Judge Judy. And I bet Judge Judy has the highest ratings today that she's had in years. And why all the other stations haven't gone back to General Hospital and the soap operas, I do not know.
Well, it is a soap opera. I think that's a very good analogy. He is with the Washington Times. You love his appearances on Fox News. Follow him on Twitter at Charles Hurt. Let me ask you, with a man who has a rapier-sharp, incisive wit on these issues of domestic politics, if these are their star witnesses, are the Democrats in trouble, Charlie Hurt?
My goodness. I was honestly expecting that when you look at how much they hyped this up,
yes,
and they got our expectations so high, I assumed that there was going to be a smoking gun that was produced in the first hour that America was going to, like people walking down the street going Christmas shopping, we're going to have to stop and walk into the nearest Radio Shack in order to catch the news on TV like it was the actual moon landing. I thought they were going to produce something And they've got nothing except there's got one of the guys is in a restaurant and somebody takes a call and he's hearing somebody that's supposedly Trump through the earpiece into the phone. And then, I mean, what is this? It's a game of telephone.
Yeah, it's Chinese whispers. It absolutely is risible. So let me ask you, my interpretation, look, yes, you can say I'm biased. I worked for President Trump when he was plain old Mr. Trump. I worked from the White House. I'm MAGA all the way. But if you had to summarize this for a Martian, Charlie Hurt, this is a bunch of people, diplomats, 05 lieutenant colonels, who think they know better than, remember that text we heard from the smelly Trump voters in Walmart? Mm-hmm. They think they know better than the American voters. And because they're the bureaucrats with their bow ties who've been in the swamp for decades, oh, they definitely know better than the president. And isn't this why we have an impeachment today? Because he's shaking up the system and they think he has no right to do so.
Yeah, these are the people who are so disappointed in us, the lowly, smelly voter. They're so disappointed in us because we can't even find Ukraine on a map. We don't care that much about Ukraine. We don't. We certainly don't want to send people over there to get killed. We don't. And these people. And of course, this is where Trump was able to sort of create a whole new voter profile by standing up to the idea that all these foreign wars. These are the people who think all the foreign wars are great.
Right.
And of course, not even spoken in all of this is the fact that, wait a minute, so we're still giving, I can't even remember how much money it is, but millions and millions of dollars to Ukraine. That money is money that was paid in taxes by a guy or gal here in America who worked for that money, worked their tail off, got held up, on the way home from work by the federal government that said, thank you very much, we're going to take 15% of that, and took their hard-earned money and then bundled it together into millions, and they're giving it to a bunch of corrupt Ukrainians? What is going on here? And Trump is in trouble because he held up the money and ultimately gave it to him, but held it up for a little while. This is what you get with these people. They don't see anything wrong with blowing all this money into all these places that they're right. I might be able to find Ukraine on a map. Not sure. One thing I'm positive of, I have no friggin' idea what language quid pro quo is. Somebody told me today it's Latin.
I don't know.
I didn't do my Latin.
You are living up to your reputation, Charlie Hurt. I'm so glad we got you on the show. Last two questions in the minutes we have with this man. Follow him, Charles Hurt, on Twitter. Number one, given today's, I'm not even going to use the word lackluster because that doesn't do it justice. Given today's ridiculous performance, how long do you think the Democrats will keep this struggle bus running? And the big question is it going to be good for Donald Trump and the MAGA campaign for the president or bad? Is enough mud, is enough of this manufactured mud going to stick? What's your answer to those two questions?
I think that, if anything, I do think that there are persuadable people out there. There are independents out there who are willing to entertain the idea that President Trump did something wrong. But those are the same people who are looking for, integrity and, trustworthiness in politicians. And it's why Donald Trump won, because they believed in him more than they believe in Hillary Clinton. They look at this circus, this bunch of clowns, and they know Adam Schiff is lying.
Right.
I don't see how
he doesn't look. Charlie, let me interject here. He's been looking very uncomfortable today. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is weird. Although I can't tell whether he always looks like he's being strangulated with his eyes popping out of his head.
No, but he looks nervous on top of the eye thing. He actually looks he is the chairman. This is his toy. This is his baby. And he looks really uncomfortable.
And can we just stop for a minute and talk about, we've talked about this before, Donald Trump comes up with the best nicknames and, people have, but I think this is the best nickname of all time. And it's kind of flown under the radar. And it's actually amazing he hasn't gotten into more trouble over it. But it really is the best nickname. Nervous Nancy. I mean, how great of a nickname is that? I've liked a lot of them, but I am certain now that Nervous Nancy is far and away my favorite nickname. And the first like 10 times I heard him say it, I didn't realize what a gem it was. But there's something really, really beautiful about that. And it's captured the Nancy that I've been watching for the past 20 years. She is Nervous Nancy.
Yeah, he is the master of branding. In the last 30 seconds we have with Charlie Hurt, follow him at Charles Hurt on Twitter. How long are they going to drag this thing out for? What's your take?
Obviously they're going to do it today, and they're going to definitely do it Friday, and they're promising to do it next week. But that's why I'm looking at the ratings. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
And when these ratings start falling off, and ABC and NBC, they have to start turning away saying, look, we can't go broke for this thing. I think that at some point it peters out, and they just say, okay, let's do a vote and moveon.org.
All right. Okay, follow his column, The Nuclear Option, at the Washington Times. I'm so guilty keeping him from this wonderful entertainment. Charlie Hurt, get back to the circus. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast from ReliefFactor.com studios. Your calls, the call board is lining up already, 833-334-6752. That number, 833-334-6752.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Rhys, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
A few years ago, my wife and I couldn't find great bedding in any stores, so we founded our own company. I'm Scott Tannen, the founder of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets. My wife Missy and I spent months developing the super soft, organic cotton fabric we're now known for. Since then, we've helped millions of people, including three U.S. presidents, get a great night's sleep. You could compare them to $1,000 sheets, but we sell them for a fraction of the price because spending that much on sheets is bonkers. Right now, check out our luxury flannel collection. It sells out every year. That's because Boll & Branch flannel is cozy but breathable. Cool sleepers and hot sleepers all love it. You can try us risk-free for 30 nights, but I think it'll only take one to convince you. And right now, get $50 off at BollAndBranch.com with promo code CALM. That's spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code CALM. Save $50 at BollAndBranch.com with promo code CALM. BollAndBranch.com, promo code CALM.
Snowflakes got you down? Had enough of Nancy and Chuck? Well, the doctor is in the house. Coming at you live, America First, with Dr. G.
Thank you, Mr. Connery. Indeed, indeed. Are you watching us on Facebook? YouTube has cancelled our channel. I wonder why. They said something about copyrights, but hey, it's got nothing to do with the fact I mentioned Eric Chiaramella. No, nothing to do with that, is it? And we know that the real reason is they disagree with us politically and therefore next. But we won't give up. We are broadcasting. I'm watching it. It's a great picture. It's really good on this thing called Facebook streaming live, whatever. Anyway, if you want to watch radio, do it right now. There's only one line left on the call board, 833-334-6752. I've been texting with my buddy Charlie Hurt in the break. He said, I'm sorry that I'm so out of reach, but I'm in God's country. He's turkey hunting. Of course he's hard to reach. A wise man. He should be out there with real Americans like you who are calling in to our show today. Let's talk about Shifty Schiff. Let's go and to, let's see, who's the best one to start with? Line two, Mike, Florida. Welcome to America First, Mike.
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing? I enjoy your show, buddy.
Thank you. That's why we're here. What brings you to our show today? Tell us about the impeachment circus.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I was just wondering if anybody else picked up on the intro of Shifty Shift. Said that he did not know who the whistleblower was.
This was absolutely stunning. One of the Republican congressmen mentioned the whistleblower and who asked the question, who is the whistleblower? Can we finally know? And the whistleblower who coordinated with Schiff, Schiff got caught red-handed. It's illegal for whistleblowers to unilaterally coordinate with one party. He said, oh, I don't know who the whistleblower is. I mean, that's it. End of hearing.
Did you catch that?
I did.
I mean, that was quick.
I did. And he said, what whistleblower? I don't know. I don't know who the whistleblower is. At that point onwards, it's just a farce, isn't it, Mike?
It is. It is a farce. And there needs to be some way to get this mess all stopped.
Well, if we're a democracy. We just have to shine the light of truth onto them and make them look as foolish as they are. We have some incredible audio. Don't go anywhere. Thank you, Mike. Let's go to Mark in New Jersey, line three. I want to hear from America with regards to this circus on Capitol Hill. Mark, welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. And I prefer to call this boring farce a kangaroo court,
yes,
if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Because the definition of a kangaroo court is jumping over the law. In other words, the proven liar Adam Schiff, who lied for over 2 years that President Trump colluded with the Russians, and he had evidence, which was a lie.
No, he had not just evidence, my friend. He had irrefutable evidence.
Thank you. That is correct, sir. But he's not allowing witnesses for the defense.
Right.
And he became, by the way, extremely angry and testy when the one Republican gentleman asked him when he had contact with the whistleblower, which was another lie for this individual, Mr. Schiff, who has no reason to be allowed to conduct this ridiculous fake farce.
You nailed it. Thank you, Mark in New Jersey. Let's go to, what's it with the M's? Mike, Mark, Matt in California, line four. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
I had a question. Do you think that it's possible that the incentive for Biden to join the presidential race was to position himself as a political opponent so that any investigation into him, his corruption, would be spun into looking like election interference?
Wow. Dude. Matt. Because remember, what did he tell us the last time? I'm not running again. I've spoken to my family. I'm not doing it again. Why would he change his mind, Matt? To get the shield of immunity? Because, oh my gosh, if you're running for public office, you can't be investigated. I missed that in, you know, criminal law 101, that if you're running for public office, you have magical immunity. That is a very, very good theory. Do you have my new book?
He doesn't seem to be in it
Matt,
to win it.
Do you have my new book?
Oh, yes, I do. Thank you. You sent me a copy. I love it.
I wanted to reward you, but you've already got it. My gosh, Matt.
My mom wants a copy.
Oh, you smooth-talking bastard. Your mother will get a book. Yes, it's a little phrase we use. Stay on the line, Matt. We're going to get your address again. We're going to send one to your mother as well. Nicely done. Nicely done. Let's go to... What a great bunch of callers. It's already starting. The show is just magical today. Line 5, Jeff in Cleveland.
Yeah, Dr. Gorka.
Yes.
Where have the Republicans been for 3 years pounding away against us, and the Democrats are getting a free field? If you let somebody be on offense all the time and they never get punched in the face, they're just going to keep coming and keep coming. Why can't people like Lindsey Graham and all those guys in the Senate be calling up witnesses and subpoenas and having their own? We have so much evidence. It's amazing. If we did it, the Republicans did it, there's a lot to hear.
Yeah,
no. Democrats have to make stuff up.
This is
why
one of the,
have they given up?
Yeah, we can step out of the question of impeachment for a second and ask the bigger question: What is the GOP doing, and what do they stand for, and who are they fighting for? Because in the last 3 years, I just don't see. Look, we give recognition, we give due to the exception to the rule. You know, Devin Nunes today, Jim Jordan, the star, I think, Congressman Ratcliffe. We loved what Lindsey Graham 2.0 did at the Kavanaugh hearings. But if you get to the end of that list, Lee Zeldin, Matt Gaetz, where's the rest of them? What are they picking up their paycheck for? To go to receptions with lobbyists?
They're letting the president hang out there to be swatted at and beaten down by the media, by the Democrats. And why wouldn't they keep coming at us? They have nothing to fear. They know no matter what they do and how many lies they tell. You know, when it all said and done, they're not getting punished for having lied and wasted 2 years of this. Or I shouldn't say waste, because Trump did a lot of great things anyway.
Right. But think about that. Think about that for a second. That puts it all into perspective. Imagine if the GOP had fought half as much, half as aggressively as the Democrats have for the last 3 years. If you would add that to what the president has achieved by himself, where would we be today? Well, I mean, it's already miraculous what we've achieved with ISIS, the economy, NATO, the border, the repatriation of investment funds, the manufacturing jobs that have flooded back. If the GOP had fought for this agenda for 3 years, the sky would have been the limit. Jeff, fabulous call.
Yes. I have a theory, Dr. Gorka.
Quickly, yeah.
Whoever retires from the Democratic side, Peter King just says he's retiring.
Yeah, good
Maybe
question.
Maybe that's part of the answer. There's so much dirt under the Republican fingernails. They're getting out.
Well, what about all those sexual abuse cases? I'd still love to know, why do the identities and the amounts of those sexual abuse cases get settled in ways that are hidden from the taxpayer when it happens to be a congressman? What? How does that work? Great cause. Today, the fourth impeachment has begun, but it's a farce. It's a cavalcade. It's a farrago. It's a joke in English. Your calls, Eric Bowling, Ari Fleischer, Jennifer Horn, Howie Carr, here on America First, 833-334-6752.
If If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My plug-in pest-free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-in pest-free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug In Pest Free.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Impeachment and conviction of fake news. America first.
My muse has just sent me a quote from the great emancipator.
Oh, that's funky music.
Don't know how it goes down with Abraham Lincoln, but we'll try it. According to Abraham Lincoln, this is his favorite tune, apparently. He who molds public opinion goes deeper than he who enacts statutes. I think that's the OG version of Andrew Breitbart's Politics is Downstream from Culture. What didn't Abe know? Good old Abe. I'm going to do that one again, okay? Write it down. He who molds public opinion goes deeper than he who enacts statutes. That is, that's Breitbart. Wow. Uncanny. Thank you, dear Muse. Let's go to Samantha, line 3, California. The call board is full. It's on fire. It's smoking. Samantha, welcome to America First.
Welcome. Oh, I love you so much, Dr. Gorka. This is a question I'd like you to ask in that booming, masculine voice of yours and your sarcasm like molasses. This is my question. My question is, if they didn't speak to the whistleblower and they didn't know about what he was specifically going to say, i.e. he wasn't on the call, he had no firsthand, why did they change the rules saying that you don't need firsthand information to be a whistleblower?
That is a fabulous question, Samantha. We need to know many, many things. We need to know, and this is when Adam Schiff got most uncomfortable today. When did you meet with the whistleblower? Whose identity you don't seem to know? How do I know it? Eric Ciarmella. Oh, by the way, Samantha, isn't it a tad ironic that he doesn't know the identity, but in the transcript of one of the recent hearings that he ran, they forgot to redact his name. The Democrats left Eric Ciarmella's name in the transcript, but Adam Schiff doesn't know it? How does that happen?
Because truth is a stranger to them, Dr. Gorka, so they'll never acknowledge that they don't know anything about
truth
anything.
Isn't a stranger, Samantha. Truth is the enemy to people.
Well, stranger to them. That's
right. Wonderful call. Will you stay on the line so I can get your copy of The War for America's Soul?
Well, unlike the Swift guy who called before, I have to admit I don't have a mother, so I can't play that card.
All right. Do you have somebody who would enjoy it for Christmas?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, let's do it. Stay on the line, Samantha. Stay on the line, and we'll get a signed copy to you. Let's go to from Samantha to Yvonne. California, line 5. Yvonne, welcome aboard.
Hi. Great to speak with you.
We need more women calling in. This is a great day. More women. Thank you.
Oh, I got up a little late. I'm in California, so I missed a lot, but I turned on...
You didn't miss anything, Yvonne. Don't worry. Don't worry.
I tried to find the impeachment hearing on TV, and I thought C-SPAN or something would have it, but it didn't. I went to Fox, and they were playing it on the Fox News Network, and I listened for a few minutes. And Ratcliffe, as you said, was very good. He was very professional, very judicial. And I think it was an ambassador that was speaking, giving his
Taylor, yes,
or whatever.
Yes, Ambassador Taylor.
And whatever he said toward the end of that, as they kind of cut off Ratcliffe, that the Democrats finished. Like saying, oh, so you found this, and you found that, and they're like little children on a, oh, yeah, I saw it, yeah, you saw it, kind of trying to bolster and make the point.
No, it is childish.
It should have been.
Yeah.
It is extremely childish on the left side, and I had to turn it off and get to you so that I could hear some truth.
So what do you think is going to be the end result? Is this going to be bad for the Democrats? Is America going to ignore it? He's wearing a vest. I just realized, hang on a second. Kent, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, he's not only got a stupid bow tie and a matching pocket square. I just saw the photo. He's wearing a waistcoat as well. I mean, what a pedantic little twerp. We call them twerps where I grew up. So we've got 20 seconds. Yes, he did. He should have a white powdered wig and big shiny buckles on his shoes. We've got 20 seconds left. Good or bad for the president?
Oh, I'm hoping and praying that it's good. And unfortunately, there are so many people, and of course I'm in California, that are just buying the lie. Because
well, of course, that's what the Democrats are about. It's not about truth. It's about propaganda. It's about ideology. It's about indoctrination. But we won't let them get away with it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Amazing calls today, and we're going to have amazing guests as well. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. We know you have a choice if you suffer from daily aches and pains, but have you tried this one? It's the one that I have chosen for myself, and I am pain-free. Not only me, but the people who have given their video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com. Tens of thousands of Americans across the country are liberated from everyday aches and pains by this natural pain reliever that acts on the site of the inflammation that is the cause of the pain. Find out for yourself so easily if Relief Factor could work for you by going to ReliefFactor.com, ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It will be with you in 3 days or less. You take it for 3 weeks, and you will know if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Don't take my word for it. See those incredible video testimonials and listen to the endorsements of my colleagues. Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and Larry Elder. You deserve to be part of this incredible success story. Our number here, 833-334-6752. America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Will vote any day on a drug pricing bill that may directly impact you and your family. It's called House Resolution 3, Speaker Nancy Pelosi's radical scheme to impose foreign price controls on prescription drugs, just like in socialist countries. Speaker Pelosi's bill will stifle innovation, risking medical discoveries to treat Alzheimer's, cancer, and other deadly diseases. It puts bureaucrats between you and your doctor. It will destroy thousands of good-paying jobs in the U.S., and it does nothing to hold insurance companies accountable for high out-of-pocket costs. You can help stop Speaker Pelosi's radical drug pricing scheme. Go to SaveCures.com and tell Congress to vote no on H.R. 3. Patients need real solutions to lower drug costs, not radical socialist price controls that destroy jobs and the discovery of new treatments. Go to SaveCures.com and make sure Speaker Pelosi doesn't impose her extreme plan on your family. Tell Congress to vote no on H.R. 3 at SaveCures.com. Paid for by BIO, the Biotechnology Innovation Organization.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and you've heard me talking about the movie No Safe Spaces, which is a great movie, and it is about the crisis of America, the crisis, free speech.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be used against you.
You are not listening. I want your job to be taken from you.
A protest has turned violent at California, Berkeley.
This is why we're fighting for the soul of America.
Before the movie, we wrote the No Safe Spaces book. The book is a documentation and a fascinating one about what is happening to free speech in America and especially on campuses. We have a limited number of autographed copies of the No Safe Spaces book in the Prager store. It's valuable reading. Once you pick it up, you won't put it down. Get your autographed copy of the No Safe Spaces book in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Association for Mature American Citizens.
If you're worried about your health care, if you're over the age of 50, AARP is not on your side. They lobbied for Obamacare. They're in the pocket of the Democrats that want to nationalize Medicare and do away with private health insurance. Don't Let them, my friends, the good guys are AMAC. Join them today. It costs just $16. You are supporting an organization that gives you all the benefits you expect on travel, accommodation, but also fights for your health care rights. More than 2 million Americans have already joined. They are the good guys. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com or call 855-624-4824. Write that number down. 855-624-4824. Join the good guys today. We are back with a man who I just saw a couple of hours ago. We recorded a great interview with him for his show America on Blaze TV. I will be in his studio for this new show. It's called America This Week. It is rocking across America, crushing the other shows on the Sinclair Network. He is my friend, a great American, Eric Bowling. Eric, it's been a long time.
Dr. Gorka, thanks for having me on the big show.
Absolutely. Hey, Eric, I'm going to turn the tables on you. You interviewed me for about 20 minutes early today. I'll be on the show with you tonight with Sinclair. Let me ask you, you were there, you remember it well. You're a friend of the president, but you were there in 1999. The impeachment of the then president, Bill Clinton, actually served him well, and he was more popular after that very embarrassing public impeachment. Do you expect the same thing to happen today, or are we in a different age? Is this a different kind of Democrat Party?
No, I think the same thing is going to happen, Sebastian. Here's what would happen then. I remember this distinctly when President Clinton said, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman," and he basically lied to Congress, and that's what the impeachment proceeding went forward with. So many Americans said, you know, if he had just admitted to it, no one really would care. But look at these Republicans. They're beating him senseless. They're dragging him through the mud. He played a little bit of the victim card, if you remember, in the aftermath of that.
Yes.
Wisely played, because on the back side of that, when he did, in fact, get impeached by the Republicans in the House, and it was never confirmed in the Senate, he was acquitted. He played the card of, oh, see, there was nothing really there. You know, I make mistakes. And he played it right. And his popularity soared.
Right.
Soared from the rest of his term through, I would say, even through Hillary's last running for president. He was one of the most popular Democrats ever to be alive here. And he played it right. And I think you'll see the same thing, because the Democrats have nothing. I'm watching this testimony. When you think about it, Sebastian, you have their main witness. In fact, their two main witnesses, the Democrats, meaning they are basing everything on in their own words, hearsay. Hearsay.
Yeah.
The Ambassador Taylor said, "I heard from someone who said this about the call."
We have that audio. It's remarkable. He heard from somebody and that's the star witness, Eric.
Yeah. It's incredible that they're hanging their hat on that. Remember, I had, and Sebastian, you were on the show, we had Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on the show, who said, I was on that call.
Right.
I said, "Ambassador, did anything about that call concern you whatsoever?" He said, "Absolutely not." He said, these type of calls happen all the time, and there's nothing." He says, "Is there anything that would rise to criminality or impeachment?" Yeah, absolutely not. So we have a very well-respected Mike Pompeo, as you know. We traveled with him.
Yeah.
Well-respected on both sides of the aisle, saying he heard nothing wrong, yet some career staffer, he's granted a war hero, but still a career staffer, says, "I heard from someone differently. What, we're going to take the word of this guy who may have an agenda or may not," versus Mike Pompeo?
And he was disturbed. He was disturbed what happened on the phone call. That you can't impeach somebody because you've got a queasy feeling. We're talking to Eric Bowling. Follow him on Twitter. He's only got 1.1 million followers. It's at Eric Bowling on Twitter. Eric, I read the comments on social media. I love my followers. So many people across this country love Eric Bowling. They loved you when you were on Fox. Now you are a big star on Sinclair. You are a media personality out there. Let me ask you from that perspective. Let's step out of politics for a second. Have you ever, ever seen the media as bad as it is today?
I think everything is bad today, Sebastian. I think that people are just divided on everything, whether it's sports, whether it's politics. I mean, the bifurcation of American zeitgeist is extreme. I mean, you can't get, you know, unfortunately, I've had a tragedy in my life, which you know, it's encompassed a lot of my life for the last year and a half. It's about the only topic that you can find bipartisan support on. It's the opioid crisis,
right.
And
right.
You know, and dealing with that. Other than that, it's amazing that Democrats, you know, for years. I'll be even-handed on this. Democrats for years were anti-war, anti-occupation. You know,
yes.
And now all of a sudden, Trump wants to pull out of these areas. They become, why are we pulling out? We should stay. But on the other hand, let's be honest, Republicans have said, and I was one of them, and I'm really trying to square this circle. I have to say I was wrong, but we talked about the debt taking down the economy as being one of the most severe national security risks under President Obama. And I got news for you. We're adding on debt the way he did. So, both sides are just, you know, flip-flopping on issues, and I'm not sure they're just flip-flopping on because the other side likes the issue all of a sudden. It's crazy what's going on.
Well, look, he is the man who holds the media's feet to the fire. He has an incredible show on Sinclair. It is crushing the ratings. It is America This Week. I'll be on it tonight at 7 p.m. Also, Blaze TV. It is... The show is just called America with the word Eric in the middle. And you need to watch...
America Without Eric.
You can't,
by the way, every show that I host that you're on makes the show better, makes it worthwhile, and... Always proud to stand side by side with you, my friend.
Well, listen, you're a great American, and anybody who on a live radio show can just drop in the phrase bifurcation of the American zeitgeist, he is always welcome on my show. God bless you. Follow this man at Eric Bowling. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast on more than 300 stations affiliates. And don't forget the iTunes podcast app for free. And we are broadcasting right now on Facebook live streaming. It's what we do. This stool has many legs. We are on all platforms, and we are broadcasting from just outside the swamp where the first impeachment in 20 years has just ended its first hearing. We need to keep our strength up. We have 355 days left. You've got to eat well. You've got to exercise. And one of the things I do to stay in shape is to always top up every day before the show with something called Balance of Nature. It is health in your hand. 6 little capsules I take every day. 3 little red ones for fruit. 3 little green color-coded ones for vegetables. And when I do that, I am taking the equivalent of 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's why it is health in your hand. Join me. Go to balanceofnature.com right now and get the biggest discount. They offer 35% off your first order and free shipping. You can call them also. 800-246-8751. Write that number down. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com, but you've got to use the code GORKA. I love it. You see all these people, the politicians, filing out. And what has the GOP done? They've put up massive poster boards with Eric Zaid, the lawyer to the whistleblower, saying the impeachment is going to follow the revolution, the rebellion, and the coup. Somebody's getting little messages, little marketing messages out there. That's how it's done. Back to your calls here on America First.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
Chairman's prerogative. Where's my gavel? Chairman's prerogative. I'm going to amend an earlier statement. Bow ties and pocket squares are okay if you're John Batchelor. Thank you. His producer just reached out to me and said, hey, be careful with those bow ties and those pocket squares. If you're not a member of the deep state, if you're not a bureaucrat, if you are the master of the long form, as he is, bow ties are in order. John Batchelor, you are absolutely the man who is authorized to wear those because you are the master. Thank you for that. You know who you are. Thank you for texting me. Let's go to line 3, David Cleveland. David, welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
It seems like Republicans and even the White House is playing defense rather than offense. I say there is no whistleblower. I say the Ukrainian operatives, and perhaps one of them was listening on that and leaked it to the DNC, and that's how it all started with Mark Zaid being the orchestrator of all this scam.
But then Eric Chiaramella is who?
It's a name that they floated. They are masters. They are masters in playing these games.
What is your accent, David?
I'm from the Middle East.
That's a large part of the world.
I'm an immigrant. I'm a proud immigrant and supporter of President Trump.
But why do you think Eric? I mean, look, we know the guy was sent from the CIA. We know he was sent by Brennan to the National Security Council. We know he worked for Biden. He worked for Susan Rice. We know he was fired from the NSC, sent back to the CIA after the massive leaks at the beginning of our administration. Why do you think he's not the guy? I'm curious. What makes you say that?
Because here's the thing. We don't have an evidence that he is the guy, but we also don't have an evidence that there is even a leaker or a whistleblower. I'm sorry. There is no evidence of there is a whistleblower. Adam Schiff is a master liar.
He is.
He could have fabricated the whole thing.
Let me tell you why Eric Chiaramella. Did I say that correctly? Let me say it one more time. Eric Chiaramella, Chiaramella. What is YouTube going to do? Ban me for a fifth time this week? Eric Chiaramella. why is he the whistleblower? I know he's the whistleblower. Why? Because the mainstream media is protecting him, David. That's why. See? Do you understand?
I do understand your point of view. There is no reason.
Listen. They're going like a literal witch hunt with pitchforks and with flaming torches. They're going after this person that leaked the Amy Raubacher video about the Epstein cover-up at ABC. They're going after this person hammer and tongs, and they're protecting Eric Chiaramella. Well, of course, because he is the whistleblower. I like the theory, my friend. It's fascinating, David. I'm very happy you called in, but we know it's Eric Chiaramella because the stinking, corrupt, fetid swamp that is the media doesn't want us to mention his name. Where did that hour go? Back with Ari Fleischer next here on America First.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My plug-in pest-free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-in pest-free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug In Pest Free.